I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple because of his religious beliefs has sued the state to support his refusal to bake a cake celebrating a gender transition. Lawyers for Masterpiece Cake Shop owner Jack Phillips allege in a federal lawsuit that Colorado is on a, quote, crusade to crush him because of his religious beliefs. Phillips' argument has been partly supported by the U.S. Supreme Court. Colorado Congressman Mike Kaufman has prevented a four-year-old girl from being deported to Peru, where she was born. Michael DeJoanna has more.
The girl's parents are U.S. citizens living in Colorado. They adopted the girl and brought her here on a tourist visa, which was set to expire. Kaufman met with regional immigration officials on Wednesday and was able to secure a waiver allowing the girl to stay in the U.S.
Are they really going to deport a four-year-old back to Peru that has no family there speak of, that's going to go to an orphanage? I mean, really? So it was an issue of common sense.
The Trump administration has come under fire for separating children entering the country from their parents. Kaufman says the episode is a reminder that the nation's immigration system is broken. I'm Michael DeJoanna.
Tolls on the planned Interstate 25 gap lanes between Monument and Castle Rock could be the lowest in the state and among the cheapest in the country. The Colorado Department of Transportation is considering a rate of about 15 cents per mile. That would be about $2.25 per one-way trip on the 18-mile stretch. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.